Hello everyone, welcome to A+. This is Angeline and this is Elsie. So for the past 2 days, we talked about the education system. But is there anything we can do for ourselves? Well, we'll actually talk about this in today's article.
I think students have to find out what we really like to do first.
Yeah, that's good.
我觉得呢，除了需要反思教育的系统问题之外呢，学生也应该要找出来自己的兴趣，主动的做发展，而不是被动的呢，等学校来帮助。
Let's take a look at our article.
Okay.
Ken Robinson, the Education Minister of the World.
Robinson also believes that change needs to happen at the individual level. In his book, Finding Your Element, he talks about finding one's passions. It is often said, find a job you love, and you'll never work another day in your life.He insists that people thrive when they marry their talents with their passions. We all have talents. Some are known and some are hidden. It is the role of our education system to help us discover these talents. Schools should inspire us to be our best. It's time for the world to realize the value of creativity. This change might be a big step.But it's necessary for our ever-changing world.
Word power!
Talent. Talent. A lot of people say, I have a talent for cooking.A lot of people say I have a talent for cooking. Discover. Discover. Tyler discovered his son was good at badminton. Tyler discovered his son was good at badminton. Inspire. Inspire. Inspire, inspired, inspired.Johnny Depp inspired Wilson to become an actor. Johnny Depp inspired Wilson to become an actor. Necessary. Necessary. Rest is necessary if you want to recover faster. Rest is necessary if you want to recover faster.
So the first line of our article reads, Robinson also believes that change needs to happen at the individual level. The word individual means connected with one person, or it's designed for one person. For example, an individual pizza...is a pizza for one person.
今天文章一开始也告诉我们啦 ,Robinson 呢相信个人呢也是需要做改变的。Individual 是个人独立的个体的意思。This is true, we can't be passively waiting. 我们是不能够被动等待的。
Yeah, because what if our teachers don't do anything? We need to do something, right? Yeah. So, aside from giving TED Talks, Robinson also wrote several books. Our article says, in his book, Finding Your Element, he talks about finding one's passion.So if you have a passion for something, you have a very strong feeling of liking something. Mm-hmm. It's a hobby, an activity that you like very much. For example, some people have a passion for music or a passion for cats.
在第一篇的文章中呢，我们提到 Robinson 呢有在 TED Talk 发表演说。另外呢，文章这边提到呢，在他的出版的书籍《发现天赋之旅》呢，他也谈论到了如何找寻一个人的热情，也就是 passion. Somebody have a passion for something. 某人呢对某事充满热情。
So what do you have a passion for, Elsie?
I have a passion for teaching English. And you?
I haven't found my passion yet. Okay, our article says, it is often said, find a job you love and you'll never work another day in your life.
Wow.
This is true, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you love what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work. For example, if you like to paint and you're a painter, that's your career, then painting feels just like a hobby instead of a job.
人们常说呢，找一个你喜欢的职业，你就再也不用工作了。如果这个工作呢，是你的兴趣，那你做起来呢，也就不会觉得自己在工作。It is true, but it is hard. Sometimes we have to consider the money problem.
Yeah, you're right.
Money might be a problem, right?
Right, yeah. Like some artists, like it's hard for them to make a living, but that's something that they really want to do. Mm. And I think they should go for it. Because money is not everything.
Right.
Our article says, he insists that people thrive when they marry their talents with their passions. So we have a few words to look at in this sentence. Let's take a look at our word power word, talent. A talent is a natural ability to do something. To do something well, actually. For example, a lot of people say, I have a talent for cooking. A lot of people say, I have a talent for cooking.
Robinson 坚持呢，当人们将天赋与热忱结合之后呢，就会茁壮兴盛，也就是会有更好的发展。我们首先看到 talent 这个字是天赋的意思。Somebody has a talent for something. 某人对某事是有天赋的。例句提到呢，很多人都说呢，我有烹饪的天赋 ，a talent for cooking. 记得 for 是介系词，所以后面只能加名词或动名词。再来 ，marry A with B。Marry talents with passions, 就是把 A 和 B 做结合，结合天赋跟热忱。
Right, so if we marry our talents with our passions, this means we put both our talents and our passions to work together. And then that's how we thrive. The word thrive means to become very successful.
Thrive 是茁壮、兴盛、蓬勃发展的意思。But before we marry our talents with our passions, we have to find out our talents.
That's true. Our article says, we all have talents. Some are known and some are hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So how can our talents be hidden? Well, let's say we never played a certain sport before, like tennis, mm-hmm. okay?It might very well be that we have a talent for this sport, but we will never find out unless we try.
That's right. 文章接下来提到了呢，我们都有天赋，有一些呢是知道的，有一些呢则是被隐藏起来的。这些天赋啊，要一直到我们做了这件事之后呢，才会被发现。就像是呢 ，Angeline 老师刚刚说的，没打过网球的人，当然就不知道自己对网球有没有天赋咯。
Therefore, our article says it is the role of our education system to help us discover these talents. So to discover something means to find out something that you did not know about before. For example, Tyler discovered his son was good at badminton. Tyler discovered his son was good at badminton.
这文章就说了，教育制度呢要扮演的角色，应该是要帮学生发掘他们的天赋。Discover 是发现、发掘、探索的意思。刚刚的例句提到呢 ，Tyler 发掘他的儿子擅长打羽毛球。同学们，我们想到一个探索频道叫做 Discovery 呢，这个频道的名称呢就是 Discover 的名词。
So remember that example I gave you earlier about tennis?
网球
Yeah,、mm-hmm. so when I was in school, we played tennis in PE class. And guess what, guys? I discovered I didn't have a talent. I didn't have a hidden talent for tennis.
So you mean you are bad at it?
Yeah.
老师不太会打网球
Our article says, schools should inspire us to be our best. If someone or something inspires you, it makes you want to do something. For example, I was inspired to learn how to speak Mandarin so I could communicate with my grandparents who can't speak English.
文章接着说到呢，学校应该激发我们来达到最好的表现。Inspire, 启发、鼓舞，人都是需要被 inspire 的。Mm-hmm. Everyone should be inspired, right?
Right?
同学们注意哦 ，inspire somebody to do something， 激发某人去做某事，这是一个主动态的说法。
Here is another example sentence. Johnny Depp inspired Wilson to become an actor. Johnny Depp inspired Wilson to become an actor.
我们的例句说到呢 ，Wilson 受到强尼戴普 Johnny Depp 的启发，想成为一位男演员。记得哦 ，inspire somebody to do something.
And then our article says, it's time for the world to realize the value of creativity.
文章接着说到呢，是世界啊，该了解到创意的价值了。It's time for somebody to do something. 是某人应该要做某事的时候了。For example, it's time for us to reach the last sentence of today's article. 是我们来看到今天文章最后一句话的时候啦。
It'll be hard to change a system that's been in place for 2 centuries, mm-hmm. right? Our article says this change might be a big step,
mm-hmm.
but it's necessary for our ever-changing world. So if something is necessary, it means it needs to be done, or it's something you need to have. For example, when you're sick...Our example sentence says, rest is necessary if you want to recover faster. Rest is necessary if you want to recover faster.
这样的改变呢，可能是很困难的。Might be a big step 是 一大步，但是呢，对这个一直在改变的世界呢，是必要的 ，necessary。Necessary, N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y 是必要的、必须的。例句提到呢，当你生病的时候呢，如果你想要赶快恢复，休息呢是必要的。Rest is necessary. 这边的 rest 啊是名词休息的意思哦。What about ever changing? Ever changing 呢是一直在改变的意思，它是一个复合的形容词。
Yeah, let's hand it to our Chinese teacher for Yingwen Kuai Tong, and they will teach you about compound adjectives.
Yingwen,
Kuai Tong, oh yeah!
Hello everyone, I'm Winnie. 今天 Winnie 要来教大家一个高难度的文法。Are you ready? 形容词太简单了，我们 A Plus 学生一定没问题。今天要来学学更高阶的复合形容词。顾名思义，复合形容词就是两个词合在一起变成一个形容词。比如 a good looking boy,A 10-story building, a well-known restaurant, 等等。你发现复合形容词就是两个词，可以是形容词加分词，数字加名词，或是副词加分词，然后中间有一个连字号连接起来。Very good! 复合形容词定义上呢，就是由两个字以上所组成的形容词，字与字之间是用一个连字号。其实这本来是从句子简化而来的，比如 Andy is a hardworking student. Andy is a hardworking student. 本来其实是 Andy is a student that works hard. Andy is a student that works hard. Hard 在这里是副词形容动词 work， 表示做事做得很认真。我们把副词 hard 移到动词的前面，然后因为 Andy 是主动认真做事，我们在动词 work 后面加上 ing 表示主动，就得到 hardworking 这个复合形容词啦。有主动就一定有被动啦。For example, Sam is a well-trained dog that follows orders well.Sam is a well-trained dog that follows orders well. 山姆是一只受到良好训练的狗，它很会听从指令。我们用刚刚的方法来还原这个复合形容词前面这个句子，其实应该是 Sam is a dog that is trained well. Sam is a dog that is trained well. 狗狗不是训练人，而是被人训练嘛，所以你看到句子是 be 动词加 PP。Is trained 是这个被动语态，简化为复合形容词，一样把副词移到动词前面，保留 PP 表示被动，就得到 well trained 咯。这么高干的英文文法你也学到了，表示 A plus learners are well prepared。那我们就下次见咯， See you next time。
好了，所以同学们是不是对这个复合形容词更加了解了呢？老师再给你一个例子哦，像是呢，你如果要说一个人长得很好看，如果是男生你可以说 handsome， 女生你可以说 beautiful， 不过呢你还可以说一个字，用一个复合形容词来表达，它叫做 good looking。
Yeah.
G-O-O-D hyphen L-O-O-K-I-N-G good looking， 好看的，或者说漂亮的，帅气的。
So we've come to the end of today's article, but stay tuned for our wrap upOkay, so I'm actually really curious to know what school's like in Taiwan, because growing up in Canada, I believe school is not as stressful as it is in Taiwan. For example, whenever we went home from school, we did have some homework, but I mean, we never really had to go to cram school. We could go to sleep at a decent time.
Like when?
Like maybe 9 or 10.
九点十点就可以睡觉 We can't do that here in Taiwan.
What? What time do you guys
can't do that? 学生九点十点可以上楼睡觉吗？不行 because we haven't finished our homework.
What? How much homework do you guys have?
A lot of homework, right? 是不是有很多作业要写啊？而且还要读书，为了明天的考试，对不对？
You guys have tests every day?
Yeah, every day. Especially in senior high schools. Or junior high schools.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what about summer vacation? You guys probably have a break during that time, no?
Maybe a little bit break, and we have to go back to school to study.
Do you guys have
And we have to finish our summer vacation homework.
You have homework for summer vacation?
Of course.
That's terrible. What, how would they give you homework? Because when you go into September, you're in a new school year.
A new grade. You have to prepare for that new year.
Oh my goodness, that sounds really stressful.
真的压力很大，对不对？相信同学们都感受到。
Yeah, that's horrible.
不过呢，在 Ken Robinson 呢，他的这些说法当中呢 ，I totally agree with one of his ideas.
Okay,
which is to foster curiosity through creative teaching. 他强调呢，要用创意的教学来培养学生的创意。所以，如果老师们一直给我们就是自己在那边苦读书的话呢，不给我们一些创意的这个学习的方式，那我们就会觉得学习是很无聊的。
So maybe we should start changing our teaching,
yeah.
even for these episodes.
Yeah.
We should be more creative. Okay, that's all that we have for today. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Elsie.
Bye.
Bye.
Big Fun 小聚会。
I'm in a hurry. Please take the quickest route possible.
I'm in a hurry. Please take the quickest route possible.
不知道你是不是跟我一样常常面临迟到的危险，如果真的万不得已，可能就只得搭个计程车，然后跟他说，拜托你走最快那条路。
I'm in a hurry. Please take the quickest route possible. I'm in a hurry. Please take the quickest route possible.
我在赶时间，请你走最快的路。
Be in a hurry 就是很赶的意思。 Take 在这句话里就是指选某条路走。 The quickest route possible 指的就是你能想到最快的路线。 Route 指的就是路线咯。那这句话当然就是要在你告诉司机你要去的地方以后拜托司机用的。例如啊，我要赶去台大，我就可以说Could you take me to National Taiwan University? Could you take me to National Taiwan University? 然后呢，就跟他说，你很赶。I'm in a hurry. Please take the quickest route possible. 如果你知道走哪条路比较快，你也可以跟司机先生说。例如，我想要司机走这个罗斯福路好了，我就可以说 ，Please take Roosevelt Road. Please take Roosevelt Road.最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。 I'm in a hurry. Please take the quickest route possible. 好啦，跟我一起努力准时吧。但是如果真的来不及，千万不要忘记用上这句话拜托一下司机大哥啦。小聚会我们下次见咯，拜拜。
I'm in a hurry. Please take the quickest route possible.
I'm in a hurry.Please take the quickest route possible.
Ken Robinson, the Education Minister of the World.
Robinson also believes that change needs to happen at the individual level. In his book, Finding Your Element, he talks about finding one's passions. It is often said, find a job you love, and you'll never work another day in your life.He insists that people thrive when they marry their talents with their passions. We all have talents. Some are known and some are hidden. It is the role of our education system to help us discover these talents. Schools should inspire us to be our best. It's time for the world to realize the value of creativity. This change might be a big step.But it's necessary for our ever-changing world.
Talent. Talent. A lot of people say, I have a talent for cooking. A lot of people say, I have a talent for cooking. Discover. Discover. Tyler discovered his son.Was good at badminton. Tyler discovered his son was good at badminton. Inspire. Inspire. Inspire, inspired, inspired. Johnny Depp inspired Wilson to become an actor. Johnny Depp inspired Wilson to become an actor. Necessary.Necessary. Rest is necessary if you want to recover faster. Rest is necessary if you want to recover faster.